Should we get started?
Fuck Joe. Can that be my intro?
I mean, yeah, but you also gotta do the other thing.
Blinga blow, fuck Joe.
I'll allow it.
You want more emphasis on the blinga blow. I can see it in your
eyes. I want a little more emphasis, yeah.
Come on.
It's been like 3 weeks since I've actually done it. Blinga blow!
It's been like 1 week.
No, remember last week I didn't do it.
You did.
Blow last week. You are right.
Well, you did. It was just a sad one, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then the week before, I was like, blink, blah, I just want to, let's get on with this shit. So it's been like 4 weeks since I've actually done the legit one.
One more time.
Wait, you want a legit one or the fake one?
I want a legit one. One more time.
Making up for lost time. Blink a blow!
And that is the most enthusiasm that you will muster today.
Yeah. No, that is untrue. I will be enthusiastic as fuck in my fuck Joe chant this week.
Can I start with a comment? That is, I cannot believe you guys left stuffing on the table for as long as you did.
Thank you.
That would have been my first draft pick, and I shouted and I shouted and I shouted, and then Mike picked it, and it was far later than it should have been. And I'm
all right. This is
thank you.
This is one of the few times where I actually get to poll the audience. What do you think about green bean casserole? That right there says it's fucking awful. That base right there says it's fucking awful.
Thanksgiving table, unless there is somebody who shows up who requests it, and then everyone goes, fine, you can have your green bean casserole, but it has to go over there. With
so it doesn't stink up the other foods. Yeah, I agree. This is now officially an anti-bean casserole podcast. I'm sorry, green bean casserole podcast. Not pinto bean, green bean. For those of you who can't tell, we have Dan here with us. Welcome back, Dan. Tom is not available because we're recording on Wednesday because Clyde had a previous engagement, I guess, of sorts.
I should have just.
He had a colonoscopy. Clyde had to get a colonoscopy, and he just wasn't in good shape.
I should have just done the podcast during that.
Like the colonoscopy?
Yeah. I mean, essentially, yeah, that's what it was. But...
Well, here's what I think about ya.
Gold fingers.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mike.
How'd the week go for you?
You know, I said early on in the week, not feeling good about this week. And you told me I'd be fine. And I said, nope, I don't think I am. Feeling in my bones. Something about it. And then that happened.
I was trying to lull you into a false sense of security so that I could say with so much love, just a very hearty, fuck you, Dan. Yeah! I did to his face! Fuck you, Dan!
No, but you know what? Eric definitely deserves a round of applause for that win. That was... His team's kind of scary now. It's you know, the train is chugging along nicely, and I think we all kind of underestimated him for a little bit too long. He's a little scary now.
Well, you know, he officially won that Christian McCaffrey trade.
Yeah.
I think everyone lost that trade, if I'm honest. I just saw him drop Latavius Murray. Cole Beasley, I don't think, has done anything. Christian McCaffrey's dead. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I guess, is back to life fish.
Yeah. It's the corpse of Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Anyway, you were talking, Dan, about Eric's shellacking of your face.
Yeah. Yep. It was certainly a shellack, that's for sure. He's 5-7 now, and I'm not saying that we underestimated him. He was in a very prime position to keep going?
I mean, I feel great offense at that, given my opponent for the week. But yeah, after your matchup, I'm a little scared.
Yeah, I mean, I think I had a good, what, like 15 or 20 point projection over him. And then my guys just did nothing. I mean, yes, of course, it's a little bit of, you know, the matchups for the week. But I don't know, man. His team is definitely doing significantly better in the latter half of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of out of nowhere. And that's, I guess, you know, the fun thing, or, you know, I guess, pick your word here, about the league this year is that, like, yeah, you could legitimately come from last place and still make the playoffs. So that's kind of cool. Matt, not all hope is lost, Matt. You're fucked.
Almost. But you know what? Over the last few weeks, Eddie has continued to drop further and further down, and I fear that he might end up back in the dumpster fire seat.
I think it'll honestly come down to whether or not what's his name comes back. Derrick Henry comes back.
The lowest scoring team of the week, by the way, was Clyde.
I did it! I made the record book this week. Yeah.
Closely followed by Matt.
Fuck you, Matt.
Clyde, how you doing with that? You've been on a skid for a little while here. What's going on?
Well, my alcohol consumption has deeply risen.
So is it a chicken and egg scenario? Did the drinking cause the slide, or did the slide cause the drinking?
Oh, the slide caused the drinking. My team has performed horribly over the last couple weeks. And I can't even blame, like, Eddie, Derrick Henry, or, you know, Matt being a horrible manager, or, you know, like, Cesar not doing his drugs. My team's just bad. It's legitimately bad.
That's good for me this week.
Oh, wait, I can blame it on not having running backs, which is technically being a horrible manager, but you know what? Running backs aren't a thing in the league, so I'm sure that's not ever going to come back to bite me. Excuse me?
As you take a giant, giant glug of your beer.
I like Gug. We're going to go with Gug.
We're going to go with Gug, too. I like that better. Yep.
Yeah. No, my team's just bad. It's not great. It didn't help that CeeDee Lamb was out this week. It didn't help that the Chiefs didn't play this week, so I had no Kelce or Mahomes. My running back situation is Miles Sanders and David Montgomery, and fuck you, Nagy, and fuck you, Shane. What's his name? Fuck you, OC.
That's a lot of blaming other people, Clyde. I didn't see you make any trades before the end of the deadline.
Fuck you, OC in Philly. Fuck you.
I didn't see anybody make trades before the deadline. It was a little shocking to me.
You know what it is? I was working on a trade with I tried Cesar. That didn't go well because I undersold the shit out of that trade. And then Joe was trying to trade me the entire week. But his trades were shit. Just god awful. To put it into context, he tried to sell me the Lions running back after it was said that DeAndre Swift would be back next week. He wanted a wide receiver and two linebackers for that.
Nah, pass.
That's what I said. My team bad. Yep.
What else happened there?
Where?
In your matchup. You know, we've talked loosely about a bunch of different matchups. We should probably center in on one, and we might as well talk about your shitty fucking performance first.
Fine. I played Joe, who has a team that is good. And even though half his team died on the field this week, they still put up enough points to beat my ass.
No, three of his players put up enough points to beat you.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on Leonard Fournette. He can go fuck off a cliff.
So I think that's what now? Is that 2 or 3 weeks in a row that we've had running backs score 40-plus points?
Him and Thielen could go fuck off a cliff.
I think technically 2 weeks in a row, but last week there were two running backs who did it.
You didn't even play Patterson against you either, who had nearly 30 points.
He can fuck off a cliff too.
Is there anyone who can't fuck off a cliff?
From his team?
I mean, or generally, you know.
No, not thinking about it. This week just sucked all together with football stuff, so. Eddie can't fuck off a cliff, mainly because I'm not sure he'd be able to find it in the first place. He'd trip on the way and hurt himself.
Clyde, does it hurt slightly more that it was 0.15 above a Clyde that Matt beat you by in terms of the lowest scoring team?
Oh, I was about to say, because Matt hasn't beaten me. That's the one thing I could take pride in.
No. I'm just talking about in terms of the lowest scoring team of the week. It was just over a point that separated the two of you.
See, I'm getting worried that it's going to be me and Matt in the toilet bowl, but then I remember Eddie still has a team that's shit, and I feel a little bit better about that. So,
I have thoughts on that from Tom himself, which we will get to, but I want to leave room for Clyde's, I don't know, eulogy or at least Clyde's thoughts on his opponent.
Joe, I want to wish you the utmost luck in the next few weeks, only for you to lose in the most dramatic fashion possible. Not even in the championship. In like the first week of the playoffs. I want him to lose by a Clyde on Monday Night Football after watching the other player score 50 points to beat him. And it comes down to that last second touchdown that they run in as time expires to give an extra 6 points when he was up 5.5 to be exact. I want that crippling of a defeat for Joe in the playoffs. That's what I want. Also, fuck you, Joe.
So you want him to cry. That's what you want. You want him to just annihilate the sleeper chat with GIFs. That's what you want.
Honestly, yes. I want to see the actual progression from him at the top of the mountain to down in the fucking ground, dead and buried.
Be a GIF. Like happy GIF all the way down to, I don't know, dumpster fire GIF.
Yeah, we got like 40 minutes of Joe like in denial gifts when Carlos beat him by like a point. I can only imagine what him losing by a half a point in the like playoffs would be. And I can imagine, I gotta imagine it'd be like 6 hours. It would be a full 6 hours of just gifts, of which I would watch every single fucking one. And then I would laugh.
Why did you take out the lotion when you said that? I don't understand. Was that just referencing something? I didn't understand what the reference was.
Just preparing. You know, gotta keep those hands moist. That's all.
Is the box of tissues necessary as well?
Hey, you know, you never know when you're gonna sneeze, right?
Is that why you have Tom's diary today?
Oh, his diary was so colorful this week. The description he used for Eddie's team was both lovingly fond and kind of mean.
So speaking of Tom, he sent me his thoughts on the matchup with Eddie so that I could relay them. And he requested that we remind everyone that he called Eddie the butt fumble of the league. And even when Tom's team tried to hand Eddie a victory, Eddie ran right into an ass and fumbled it away.
His team did hand him a potential victory.
Yeah.
You're right. He ran right into that ass.
So since we're talking about Tom and Eddie being the butt fumble and all that stuff, Clyde, Tom's not home. And you've got his diary. You managed to find it again. Well done. The scavenger hunt continues. Any thoughts from Tom's diary about Tom's matchup with Eddie, since you've got it handy?
Well, he does go into detail about the Eddie, you know, being the butt fumble of the league. He reminisced on that joke for about 12 pages. Then he kind of moved into the actual matchup and how he was scared. He was terrified. It got to him deep to his core that he might lose to Eddie. And then Sunday night rolled around and he was like, oh, never mind. I'm the greatest. I'm amazing. I'm awesome. Eddie's awful.
I really did think Eddie had a shot there for a little bit.
But yeah, Tom won again and barely. I mean, not much else to say. His team did enough.
Well, now that we got the two shit shows out of the way.
Oh, I feel like...
Oh, wait, hang on. Before we do that, I feel like we need to continue to talk about that matchup because they were separated by 7 points. Seven. 6 point, what is that? 6.4?
6.6. They were okay. Off by 6.6.
That's kind of impressive. Eddie put up a hell of a fight.
I can't knock you there. He did put up points. I mean, he beat me and Mike and, you know, Matt, but eh.
But honestly, what makes this more interesting to me is that initially they were projected 50 points apart and it came down to 6.6 points. I'm pretty sure that's like a butt fumble.
I mean, considering that a touchdown was scored off of the butt fumble, yeah.
Yeah, sure. See? It was a butt fumble's worth of points.
I mean, do anything else to say about Tom and Eddie's matchup here?
Only that I'm sad it went in Tom's direction and not Eddie's. And I think I speak for 8/10 of the league in that statement. Maybe even 9.
So my matchup... sucked. I almost lost to Matt.
You still won.
I did win, and I almost lost. And I was quite nervous.
Now, at which point were you nervous? At the point where Cam Newton only scored 8 points, or AJ Dillon scored 20?
The Cam thing didn't bother me as much. But the Dillon thing bothered me quite a bit, especially knowing that Aaron Jones got like 2 points or something.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing. Although I feel like I stepped in that one. It was probably like a decoy game, and I just didn't pick up on it. But
I lucked out is essentially what the story is, because Matt decided to bench Elijah Mitchell. And Elijah Mitchell got almost 30 points. And had he played him, I lose. I lose bad. Unless I make the decision to play one of Tony Pollard. Else? Yeah, literally like Tony Pollard, Hilliard, or the other one I have, Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
Any of those would have been great. I picked the two worst running backs I have, apparently.
Matt also had a really good waiver wire pickup for the week. He picked up what was his name? Kendra Thorne, who got 23 points and unfortunately was on Matt's bench.
Yep. Got lucky there too.
5 for 6, 61 yards, 2 touchdowns. I don't think anybody anticipated that was going to happen, but still sucks that.
I mean, the confusing thing for me, to go back to Elijah Mitchell, is Matt chose to play Melvin Gordon instead of Elijah Mitchell, and I don't get it. I don't understand.
I'm gonna throw some support Matt's way, only because I had the same bit of confusion with playing Mitchell in another league. Ultimately, I ended up playing him, but the fact that they kept saying, I mean, you know, any reports that we had been reading that he was having issues with his finger, and that it was, you know, a finger he needs to hold the ball, to protect the ball, and everybody. I'm sure it was a bigger deal than it truly was, but I 100% understand why he would have chosen not to play him. However, I think when you're in a do-or-die type situation that he's in, you play whoever you can.
Yeah, I think that that's the confusing part for me, is I, like, if I'm in the, you know, if I'm going to lose, I'm playing my, like, high-ceiling dudes. The guys who, like, they might get 2 points, but they also might get 22 points, and that's what I need. So I'm going to go for that. But what are you going to do?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I do also see, as I'm kind of looking at his lineup for the week, you know, you're going to play Dylan. And granted, you're probably going to play Robinson because he's, you know, he's projected at 16 points. You're going to play him, right? And then it comes down to the flex spot. You're going to play, if you're doing the thing that Matt's doing, you're going to play the guy who's projected to get more points, which was Melvin Gordon. That's only, I guess, if you're looking at it from a purely, you know, projected points standpoint, not a matchup, right? So I get it. I understand what he did. It doesn't change the fact that he lost.
That's correct. And that's really the important point, is that Matt's marbles remain unmilked. And
this guy has the biggest case of blue balls this entire season. Nobody's milking him. Nobody's doing any of this stuff.
I got my revenge. He's unmilked. And me getting my revenge and the victory sent him to the fucking basement. It feels good. It feels real good.
Where he fucking deserves to be.
You know, that's right.
That's where he belongs. Matt, I can hear you fuming, and you know it's fucking true. I'll see you there in 2 weeks.
You know what? I just realized he was asking for people to milk his marbles for like 3 straight weeks. 4. Let's keep going. 5. I'm going to be done. He's not getting milked.
So at this point, it just hurts.
Yeah. Oh, buddy.
Yeah. So Matt is in last place because I beat him, and he remains quite unmilked. Truly a depressing sight for him. More on his matchup this week later to see what might happen there. We also got to talk about the Medina Turkey Bowl.
Can we start with the very first thing that Carlos pointed out was a Mr. Herbert. And he just said, why?
It's a fair question. I assume the answer is because James Conner is on bye. And I also don't know why you wouldn't make another trade.
Yeah. Or play Brandon Bolden.
Yeah, that also.
Or DJ Dallas.
DJ Dallas, yeah. I mean, he did pick both of those backs up prior to the matchup. So, you know, they were options. Khalil Herbert did really well while David Montgomery was out. And I think that the key there is that David Montgomery was out. Yeah, I don't get it. Not that it would have helped. I mean, he screwed either way.
Solid thrashing one way or another. I mean, to play Tom Brady, and Tom Brady only get 12 and a half points over Carson Wentz, who got 22.
I mean,
22 and a half.
I thought I had a good kicker in the 21 points I got from Nick Folk. Mm-hmm. Carlos got 22 points from Daniel Carlson. So, like, when your kicker outscores Tom Brady, like, yeah, you're probably going to have a pretty good day.
I go back to fuck you, Leonard Fournette, because Fournette poached all of Brady's points because he kept running the fucking ball in. Actually, I blame whoever they were playing. Who were they playing?
Indy.
Yeah. Indy gave Tampa Bay the ball on the one like 6 different fucking times. So really, this is their fault. I'm not bitter. You're bitter. Fuck you.
You know, I guess we probably should have had like a news segment at the beginning, but I think important to note from this matchup is that Dalvin Cook is not doing great. And that benefits one team directly, and that team is Eric.
And that team is Eric, yeah.
You know what's funny is Dalvin Cook's had a really shit year.
Hasn't been great. Hasn't been great.
Just really, really shitty year, and it's by no fault of his own. I don't remember the injury, but I don't remember looking at the injury going, that's his fault either.
I mean, looking at it, I thought he broke his collarbone. Oh no, that was DeAndre Swift who I thought broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
By the way, DeAndre Swift also got hurt and then he's bent. But like, it was a weird week for running back injuries or injured running backs doing supremely well, a la Antonio Gibson, also on Carlos's team.
You know who's another running back that we cannot gloss over on his bench that broke the curse, if you can call it a curse? Miles Gaskin scored double-digit points on an even week.
Even week Miles Gaskin.
Yep. So now
everybody gets one. Okay.
So does that mean next week he also scores double-digit points?
Or no, next week. Now he's probably flipped. He's probably just completed that magnetic shift and is now only
okay,
good.
So now
in
we're
even weeks.
Now we're to even weeks being good weeks. Yeah. Out of weeks being bad. I get
yep.
it.
The North Pole is the South Pole, and Miles Gaskin is good in even weeks.
North to South, cats and dogs get along. It's raining fire. The world is ending. That's what I'm hearing.
I mean, you joke, but most of those things are true just this year. I don't know. What else? Here's the thing about this matchup. I just don't care. It was boring. Bad. It was so bad, I didn't even hear from Caesar. I'm not sure Caesar even knows that he lost. Where was the brotherly love? Where was the betting? Where was the trash talk? It was nowhere. I think Caesar deep down knew that he was going to lose. I think that's what it was.
And he stuffed it deep, deep into a vat of wine.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Oh, yeah.
If I had access to a vat of wine, y'all would never see me again.
Probably not.
Be like, where's Mike? Probably swimming in the wine.
Probably swimming in the wine again.
You guys will be taking bets on whether or not I have a swimsuit on or if I'm just nude again. And spoiler alert, I would be nude.
That's
swimming
not even
in the wine.
That's not even a debate. We'd all know you'd be buck ass naked in that thing, just swimming around.
It's alcohol. It's sterile. We're fine.
Pinot Noir.
I'm assuming that would be the name of your Pinot. Pino?
It would be Penile Noir.
Anyway, I guess we'll move on from the Turkey Bowl that was not fun to watch. Last but not least, we have to talk about Dan, also known as Hi Fucking Ya, which if you have not seen the new Nicolas Cage movie, what is it, Prisoners of the Ghostland?
Watch it immediately.
Anyway, Dan lost. Fuck you, Dan. Eric wins.
Yeah, that's appropriate. Also, I think it's important to highlight that Van Jefferson now resides on Eric's team. He has resided on two previous teams, and in that amount of time did nothing. And then this week, the man just goes off. And that's not even counting that Mr. OBJ got 19 points. Granted, a lot of that came from like one play. However, that's still pretty good considering that they still lost. And Cooper Kupp did okay as well. So they spread the ball around quite a bit.
If only you had played Odell instead of literally anyone else.
Can you blame me, though?
In hindsight, yes.
Yes, and I will. Because okay. Odell Beckham took a look at where he was rostered in our league, and he said, oh, I'm on Dan's team now? Fuck you, Dan.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I want you to make this call post this scenario. Myers, Jones, and Knox were the three guys that I played in that spot that they could have been swapped out for OBJ. Would you swap OBJ out for any of those guys?
Okay, I'm playing Aaron Jones. Like, I'm obviously playing Aaron Jones.
Right. Knox was
probably
a crapshoot at that spot. Granted, I did take a big risk playing him. It did pay off. However, I probably had the same risk reward with OBJ.
I don't know. I think you play Aaron Jones and Nick Chubb this week. That's me.
What?
I don't know.
Where did you go there for a moment?
I went to next week. I was already in next week mode. I skipped this entire match. I was looking at your lineup and saw that Nick Chubb and Aaron Jones are both on bye. I was
Nick
like,
Joe?
Nick Chubb! Oh, God. Wow, that's alcoholic as fuck. Nick Chubb. Aaron Jones and Nick Chubb.
You just shout Nick Chubb and that's alcoholic as fuck back to back?
Maybe.
Real quick.
It's just, I think, the fourth consecutive week when someone has changed their team name during the recording session.
Yeah, I have to change this to Nick Chubb, comma, alcoholic as... there we go. What? It's more than 25. All right.
Why? And that's even another thing. The fact that Matt has been able to cram his team names into a 25 character limit and have them still be excellent and make sense is the reason he's in last place is because he spends more time on his team names every week than he does on his actual fucking roster.
I look forward more to his team names than I do to the actual matchups. I don't even give a shit who I'm playing. I want to see his new team name.
They're great.
I think I've supplied at least 4 or 5 team names so far this season, and I've got more team names than I've got wins at this point, so fuck you guys. Who's really winning?
Fair enough.
Let's get you up for something.
All right, Dan, anything else happen? Anything else happen here other than your horrible, disgusting loss to Eric? Eric, by the way, second highest score. I'm sorry. I apologize, Carlos. Third highest scoring
Third
team.
Highest, yeah.
It was surprising to me when I saw it come through. I was like, oh, shit, he got the highest. Nope. First, second. Oh, nope. Third highest.
No, I've got nothing bad to say. That's why I sent a thing earlier a couple days ago just congratulating him because I have nothing to say. That was just a thorough thrashing. And
you and Tom lose wrong.
You know what?
Be angry about this.
There's a couple of you guys I could get angry at losing, no problem.
You're supposed to get angry and start shouting.
I got nothing against a man, and I don't know. His team has, like I said, his team has kind of picked it up. I got nothing bad to say.
I'm playing you this week, and I'm already irrationally angry about losing, and I haven't even
lost. Oh, fuck you. You're going to lose. I hate you. You're stupid, and I hope you trip on your mic cord on the way out of your room, and you fall right down on your bone.
I hate you so much, I hope you die.
Did you say fall down on your butt or your boner?
No, his boner.
Okay, just checking.
I know he's fully erect right now.
Beer boner.
Yeah.
So that was a very scattered recapping of this past week. We should probably forecast the coming week slightly.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Just between you and me or just not good in general?
I'm good to just not talk about our matchup at all. I'm good.
I think we should. Let's start with that, Mike. All right, so let's look at what we got going on here. How about this?
Okay.
Let's talk about what we think our weak spots are.
Bat!
What the hell is your problem? It's loud.
What are we doing, the over-under here? Am I going to lose by 30 or more?
I want the two of you to make a bet.
You gonna make a bet? Okay. All right.
Wait.
Before we make a bet, can we please do a bet recap? Because I didn't get one of those last week. And if I did, I don't remember it. So I'm gonna need us to do a bet recount. Recap.
Mike still owes me a Bourbon County stout.
That's true. I do.
That was the most Schmidt thing you've ever done. Mike owes me a Bourbon County stout.
With my two bets, one, we're still on hold with the Julio Jones bet because he's still on IR. He gets to come off next week, I believe, right? And yeah. we've discovered he has to play 4 out of the last 5 games.
Yeah.
For me to win, he has to play 4 out of 5. Which, given the way his season's gone, scary proposition to be in my seat. But I feel confident. I'm good. I'm happy. Sammy Watkins still needs to score 14 points, and that shit just isn't happening right now.
I thought it was 13.
He needs to score 13.8.
Hey, so I have a bet idea, Clyde.
I'm in 100%. Let's go.
I mean, you haven't heard it yet.
Fuck you, I'm in.
What is that, 100%?
I've got a gambling problem, so this is not good for me.
Is there a problem that you
know
have?
That I'm not trying to take advantage of him?
If you have a gambling problem, seek help. Don't put in that bet. Now tell me about the bet I'm about to buy in on.
So, Clyde, who do you think is the weakest play on your team this week?
On my team, Miles Sanders, all day.
Okay. I'm going to go Matt Breida is mine. It's my weakest play for the week. So here's the bet. Whoever's weakest player, so your Sanders to my Breida, does worse, loses.
I can't tell if I love this bet or I hate this bet. And it's either a slam dunk for one of you, and I'm not sure who, or it's just trash for both of you.
All right, how I look at it. Breida has a better chance of getting a touchdown. If he gets a touchdown, you win this bet, hands down. If Breida does not get a touchdown, I win this bet. So that essentially is the bet at this point.
So were you willing to stake your Sanders against the Jets?
Yeah, that's what I'm giving you. I'm giving 8 points. Breida, if he gets a touchdown, wins just from the touchdown.
But he's playing New England.
That's the bet.
See? I think I've concocted the perfect bet here.
Oh, it's a great shit bet. Like, whose player's going to shit the bed worse?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right. Let's do it. So.
Witness.
All right. Virtual handshake. All right. Wait, Clyde, you have the ledger, so you're going to have to write this one down.
It's in the fucking book.
Thank you. All right. What are we betting?
The traditional.
Six pack.
Yeah, six pack. Okay.
That's how bets function in this league, unless otherwise specified. I think, though.
We've just gotten weird with the rest of the bets we've done recently. That's all.
Tis the season. You might as well make it a Bourbon County. Why not?
Well, I've got Bourbon County to spare. I'll leave this up to Dan.
I don't know if I have that to spare. I could supply you with an older one.
You can find regular. You'll be fine. We only bet with
regular. Oh, yeah. Okay. If it's just regular, I'm in.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Done.
Okay.
Bourbon County 2021 reg. It is in the book.
We were talking about the week forecast, and we had said that the odds were that Clyde was going to lose to Dan.
I said no such thing. I said I was going to get my ass whooped by Dan.
Right.
Clear difference.
Right. That's true. That's true. And then we said that. Yeah, so, you know, Tom's probably going to beat the pants off of Matt. I'm playing Eric. currently projected to win by 16-ish points. Not confident.
I think there's a legit chance that Eric might make the playoffs.
There's a better than legit chance that he makes the playoffs at this point.
So I checked the playoff machine thing from a couple of episodes ago earlier in preparation for this conversation. And according to that thing, Carlos and I are in. We have a 100% chance of being in. We're in. We're not mathematically like allowed to have an asterisk yet, but we're in, which leaves two spots, 5 and 6 available. Eric currently, based on the playoff machine, is projected to finish in 7th.
Ooh. I don't know, man.
So the two of you are projected to make the playoffs.
Well, fuck off.
See, again, that's going solely off. This is the problem I have with that website to begin with, is that it's only based off of the projected point value at each given time. So given what we've seen, and that we've got 1-2 teams at 7-5, 1-2-3 at 5-7, and 1-2-3 at 4-8, there is a very good chance in the next 2 weeks that things could change significantly. It takes one upset. If Eric beats you this week, Mike, a lot of shit changes.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's almost at the point where maybe I should bench my entire team just to create chaos.
Yeah, I agree with this 100%. Let's do that.
Operation Agent of Chaos in effect.
You know, I won it when it was most important, and that's it. When there wasn't a belt, and it was my rookie season.
Dan has never had the belt.
No, I've never had the belt.
You had the rookie fucking... Oh, god damn, the rookie curse is a fucking thing.
I did.
Don't understand it. Oh my god, and the rookie curse could continue this. I again go back to my wanting
Joe. Technically, Joe is a rookie.
I go back to my wanting Joe to lose in the most epic of fashions in the playoffs. I want him to have a 60-point lead going into Monday night, and him to lose by 0.25 points.
Speaking of Joe, Joe is playing Caesar in Week 13. And I'm sure we all know how that's going to go.
Drugs.
We can only hope.
Well, I mean, if they both fix their lineups as of right now, then yeah, we'll get a better read on stuff. There's a lot of buys and a lot of empties.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Next up would be Carlos versus Eddie. And again, you know, Eddie's in a complete free fall, so Carlos probably takes that. And, I mean, that's it for Week 13, I think. That's everybody, right? Yeah.
I think so. Well, gentlemen, this has been a night full of bet making. And I'm excited.
This will be the most exciting week for bets since yes, the league started.
Indeed.
I ran out of Tom's whiskey. I gots to go.
Make sure you put his diary back where you found it.
And put a little bit of water in the bottle just so it kind of fills it back up. He won't notice. It's fine.
He's got 80 bottles. He doesn't even know which one I've looked at yet, all right? He doesn't need to know which one I've had a taste of. That's not important. What is important is I'm out of whiskey. So, as much as I love you two, I got to go.
Fuck you, Glenn.
Fuck you, Dan.
Bye.
Fuck you, Mike.
Fuck you, Dan, and fuck you, Glenn. I'm winning the bet.
Menage a bet.
Menage a bet.
Bet a toi.
Now you can.